Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
Loving kindness practice. This practice can be very helpful for developing an attitude of care and kindness both toward ourselves as well as toward others. Begin with a few moments of mindfulness practice. Find a comfortable and alert posture. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, do so. And begin to tune into what's happening in the body. Notice the sensations of contact with the floor and the chair if you're sitting. And notice the sensations of the breath, how the breath is happening all by itself. Begin to allow yourself to follow the cycles of the breath from the beginning of an in-breath to the end of an out-breath and on to the next. Now I invite you to bring to mind an image of a naturally loving and kind being. This might be a friend, a family member, or a mentor. Perhaps they're an inspirational figure from the past, such as Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, or Martin Luther King. Or maybe they're a living teacher, such as the Pope, or the Dalai Lama, or a religious figure, like Jesus, the Buddha, Moses, or Muhammad. This being can even be a special animal or a place in nature that evokes feelings of loving kindness for you. Now imagine that this naturally kind and loving being is with you, is by your side. Feel their presence. And then begin wishing them well. It often helps to place one hand over your heart and place the other hand gently on top of the first, feeling the warmth and the pressure of your hands on your chest as you do this. Now silently repeat words that convey a wish for the other to be well. Use a soothing, caring, loving tone. You can use any language that you like. Some traditional phrases are these. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Feel free to use these or whatever phrases you like that help to create a feeling of love and kindness. And then allow yourself to repeat the phrases. If the mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the image of this naturally kind and loving being, and to wishing them well. Once you're able to feel a bit of loving kindness toward this naturally kind and loving being, try directing the feeling toward yourself. You might find good words to do this by asking yourself, what does my heart desire? What do I long to hear from others? And wishing this for yourself. It might be love, kindness, understanding, perhaps safety or something else. The phrases might be, may I feel loved just as I am. May I feel free. May I feel good enough. May I not matter so much? Or you can try the traditional phrases. May I be safe? May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Simply repeat whatever phrases most speak to you, and repeat them in a kind, loving, and soothing voice, wishing yourself well. If you're comfortable doing it, try keeping your hands gently on your heart as you repeat the phrases. Should you notice that your mind gets particularly stuck in a problematic pattern or attitude that's getting in the way of being kind and loving toward yourself, you can experiment with phrases that address this directly. For example, you might try, may I learn to let go? May I be peaceful? May I accept whatever comes? May I have the courage to face my fears? Or may I learn to forgive? Feel free to experiment to see which phrases feel most alive to you. Just keep wishing yourself love and kindness. Just keep wishing yourself well. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Once you've generated some loving kindness for yourself, call to mind somebody that you'd like to share the feeling with. Somebody who could use some love or good wishes right now. Bring that person to mind and wish the same for them. You might use the traditional phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Or feel free to use what other phrases would best apply to this person in their current circumstance. Just wish them well. And now you can try expanding out the good wishes a little bit further. Bring to mind a group that you care about. Perhaps a circle of friends, family, coworkers. And begin wishing this little group well. May you be safe. Happy, peaceful, and live with ease. Or any other phrases that come to your mind. Leaving your hand over your heart and the other hand on top of that. To support the feeling of warmth and tenderness. And now you can experiment with widening the circle further, perhaps to your community, your town, or your city. And begin wishing this wider group of people well. May you all be safe, happy, peaceful, and live with ease. Or again, other phrases that might address their needs and their concerns. May you be safe, happy, peaceful, and live with ease. And next you can try expanding the circle out wider still, to everybody in the country in which you live. All these different people in so many different walks of life with so many different attitudes. See if you might wish all of them well. May you all be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And then expanding this out further still to all people living on the planet, from different cultures, in different nations, with different attitudes and points of view. Wishing all people to be safe, to be happy, to be peaceful, and to live with ease. And then finally, we can expand this out to encompass not just people, but all living beings, at least all sentient beings that can experience pleasure or pain, well-being or distress. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings live with ease. See what it's like to send this wish for well-being out to all beings that are alive and that can suffer or can feel well-being. And to bring this practice to a close, I'm going to ring a bell 3 times and listen to the bell until at the end of the last ring, it trails off and can no longer be heard.